Retired Vice Admiral Chris Ritchie was Chief of Navy between 2002 and 2005. He was responsible for the planning and conduct of all Navy operations and the towbacks. He told a Senate Select Committee in 2002 that the primary mission of deterrence was constrained in operational terms by the overriding obligation to ensure the safety of everyone involved. He says turning the boats back can be done again if it's done right. Admiral Ritchie, how difficult is it for Navy people to undertake a turn-back operation?
A turn-back operation, as it was practiced in 2001, is a hazardous, risky task because of the nature of the people that you're dealing with. They're people who are intent on getting to Australia and you're trying to turn them back from Australia. But nevertheless, it's a legitimate Navy operation. It's something that navies have done over centuries, and in that sense, if the government gives a direction to do it, the Navy people will do it, and they'll do it well.
Were you able to liaise much with the Indonesian Navy or authorities on these issues?
At the operational level, we didn't talk to the Indonesians, but that was done in Canberra through the appropriate authorities. The directions to turn a boat back were given by the Interdepartmental Committee, which was government, and the Indonesians knew on each occasion that we turned the boat back, that the boat was coming back, and when it was expected in their territorial sea.
So you take the boat back and just leave it there, do you, or do you actually take it to a port?
We would take it back, and we would observe it from below the horizon, if you like, on radar and things like that.
What guarantee was it that it was going to continue the way it was headed, and that was back to Indonesian waters? What was to stop it coming back again?
We took the fuel out of it so that it couldn't go anywhere, come back again.
With those boats, you would work out your fuel and your distances, and that would give them just enough fuel to get back to Indonesian ports.
Yeah, we give them just enough with a margin, you like, of safety to get back to a safe haven. And many of them was that there were only four that actually were successfully returned out of the 12. You know, they did it a bit. You could see that they'd go around in circles. They might attempt to follow us, but in the end, they turned back. And I think in the end, common sense and the safety of the crew and the passengers on board prevails, and they know that's what they have to do.
Why did the practice stop when it did?
No more boats came.
None at all?
None at all. None at all.
If that same model of returning boats was to be reinstituted today, do you think it would still work?
If the conditions were replicated, it could still work.
Retired Vice Admiral Chris Ritchie.